Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenback tumble.
Feel this talent. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Are you using Bliss? I am. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Dr. Sheely, are you using Bliss?
Of course.
We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call Dr. Sheely, here's the number. It's toll free. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. One more time. 866-582-9933. I've got the call screen up, and I'm ready whenever you are. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Sheely, you know, one of the things that's making the news is this transgender identity.
And there are
children who are going to school and they're saying, you know what, like a guy, a boy is going to school and he decides, you know, he's going to wear high heels or women's or girls' sandals, a skirt, a dress, a wig, maybe some makeup. And then he wants to use, really, and then he wants to use the girls' locker room when they have gym. And he says, well, yeah, but I'm a girl. But if you stripped him down naked, he would be a male. And what I'm wondering is, how did this happen? How did we get to the point where boys want to be girls? Now, the most prominent example that we can bring to our broadcast classroom is it was a world-class athlete, Bruce Jenner. Absolutely handsome, muscular. I mean, he's a world-class athlete. Now he's wearing high heels, makeup. He's having, what would you call it? He's gone to the body shop.
He hasn't apparently cut it off yet, but they're waiting.
I mean, how can this agenda, idea, concept, sickness, perversion, how can this continue?
And it is the height of political correctness, which is the ultimate BS ever invented. Period.
Okay. So Dr. Sheely, I've been to your house. We've been to each other's farms. We've spent time off the air together. Our families have spent time together. Would you feel comfortable? I mean, I've been to your home where you have, you know, some very brilliant, brilliant people, and just, you know, laughing and chatting and having a great time. But would you feel comfortable if a transgender person just showed up? You know, like one of the guys that you used to know as a guy shows up in a dress and heels, and would you?
No, I would suggest that they go take a shower and clean up. Or go come back.
I got to tell you, I would feel really, really uncomfortable with that. And even at a very much lesser extent, there was a guy who came here to the farm a couple of years ago with one of our friends. And we were in the kitchen, and this guy happens to be a businessman. He owns a couple businesses, and he seems to be very successful. And I've had one opportunity to be at a dinner where he was, and I sat next to him. We were talking, and the guy who introduced me to this man and his wife said, "Whatever you do, don't talk about politics." And so I said, okay, now I'll try. And this man is a staunch Democrat. And when he was in our home at the kitchen table, you know, we were talking about the economy, and he said, "It's doing great." I said, "Really? Are you serious?" He said, "Oh, yeah, it's doing great." And he said, you know, he started talking about Obama and all the great things that he's been doing. And I thought, Obama, he's the guy that's got his hands in our wallets, and he's stealing money from us through inflation, through taxes, through destroying our educational system and so forth. And I decided that at that point, that was the last time that I would have someone in our home who has voted to steal from us.
I don't know anybody personally. I don't add them to my list of friends.
So I guess my question for you, Dr. Shuley, as my mentor, is it wrong to disassociate myself, distance myself from people whom I feel are harming, you know, you and me and our families? And I mean, through voting.
Not at all. Wallow in manure and you come a stinking bad.
Okay. All right. So that was my question about that. But this transgender thing, I'm thinking if I were a parent of a high school or public school child, and there was this boy who demanded to, just because he puts on a skirt and some girl's shoes and wears, you know, a girl's top and puts on a wig and some makeup and wants access to the, you know, the ladies' locker room or the girls' locker room and the girls' bathroom, I would be in the principal's office, you know, right after the broadcast. I mean, right after the broadcast, I'd say, "I gotta go," and I'd be in the truck, and I'd be there with or without an appointment. It wouldn't matter. I would be there, and if I couldn't talk to the principal right then and there, you know, I'd walk through the hall and find him. And if that didn't work, I'd walk right over to the truck and go see the superintendent in the school board office, and I'd say, "Well, you guys know what you're doing? I got a problem with this." But it's not happening. I mean, people are saying, "Well, you know, there's people are different, you know, and it's okay. It's just a lifestyle."
Well, sick people are different. But this is sicko. Period.
Do you think it's a physical thing, Dr. Shuley? I mean,
I think it's severe emotional disorder. Not quite as bad as schizophrenia, but damn close.
Okay. So what if, for those parents who are looking in their young high school boy's closet, you know, when mom is hanging up the laundry and, you know, the shirts that have just been ironed or whatever, you know, whatever the mom is doing, putting clothes in the closet of the bedroom of the young boy, and he finds out that there's heels in there and there's, you know, stockings and maybe some panties, and so mom thinks, "Well, I guess he's got a girlfriend," and well, he finds out, "No, it's really not, there is." would you have a talk? Do you have a thought on how we determine the symptoms, and is there a cure?
Well,
or a
I
treatment?
Don't know about the cure. Personally, I would head them off for a past life therapy session with Morris Netherton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because I think that's what they need. I think they came in with gender confusion because of a life that didn't go well, a previous life, etc. But I do not think that encouraging them to change gender is healthy. In fact, I think the parents who let that do are just as sick as the kids.
As you say that, I was thinking about when I was when I graduated the university, you know, I was doing what most university graduates do. You look for a job. And it was tough finding a job, and I was competing with everyone else who was looking for a job at that, you know, that time in the 70s. And I'm thinking how much of a disadvantage a person would have, you know, speaking in a male voice wearing high heels to an interview. I mean, unless it's you know, being a staff member of a transgender convention, I think it'd be really tough to get a job. I mean, most jobs today interact with people at some level. So how well would that work? It's kind of like the guy who tattoos, you know, profanity on his forehead, goes on an interview and says, "I can't believe it. No one will hire me." You know what I mean?
Well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it except give our opinion and not pay political nonsense.
Sure. Sure. I hope that moms and dads, if you see this in your household, you cut it off really fast. And I don't mean cut it off. I mean stop the behavior immediately. Stop and have a chat with your son if it's a boy, and I don't know if there are many girls who want to be boys, and I actually thought it was okay. I was looking forward to our daughter becoming a tomboy, you know, climbing trees and shooting rifles and pistols and shotguns and learning auto mechanics, because I thought that's something that everybody needs to do. You know, I didn't really want her to be a boy, but I didn't want her to be a girl that, you know, was totally disinterested in mechanics and electronics. And, you know, maybe that's because I'm a boy, and maybe, you know, I was hoping that she would be interested in some of the things that I'm interested in. And she took to all those things, like climbing trees and go-karts and motorcycles and mechanics. But I think if your child is confused, it's incumbent upon the parents to have a chat and straighten them out, like right now. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to.
Hey, John.
Defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy's been broadcasting for decades. He's traveled the world and he's given seminars on all kinds of medical advice and talked about his research. And he's here with us today, as he is every Wednesday. And if you'd like to subscribe to the same free newsletter that I do, you can go to NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com, and just sign up for the newsletter. Now, you'll have to provide your email address, but it goes nowhere other than to Dr. Shealy for his use in sending you the newsletter. It's not sold. It's not distributed. It's not shared. It's just used for you to get the same newsletter that I get, and it's absolutely free. Dr. Shealy, during the break, I had the opportunity to chat with John, our engineer, today, and we were talking about lying, and I asked him if he noticed that are people in his circles lying more than maybe previously, and his response was that he has seen people lying for a long time, and it's probably about the same amount, and I'm wondering, and we talked about Santa Claus, you know, that's a big lie, right? We have been telling our children that there's a Santa Claus for years. And then I said, so then how do the parents undo that? That, you know, they've been lying to their children about Santa Claus. You know, they're saying this guy is going to come down the chimney. He's even going to come down the chimney when people don't have chimneys in their homes or apartments and bring gifts. And actually, it's the parents who pay for the gifts and pick them out and spend their hard-earned money. Why do they do that? why do we do that? Now I can understand embellishing a resume, hoping to get a leg up on, you know, somebody who you're competing with for that job, but it's ill-gotten gains. Why do we do these things? Any thoughts, Dr. Shealy?
I don't know.
But haven't you seen it in the medical profession where
well, it's all over the place, the medical profession. Just look at any ad on television supported by your AMA,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that they allow that crud to be advertised to the public is beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
And then look what's in Congress and the White House.
It's becoming,
Santa Claus is pretty benign.
Yes. It appears to me, Dr. Shealy, that we are becoming more tolerant of lies when I think we should become less tolerant. For example, people are now beginning to say, well, that's politics, and those are politicians, and they lie. And that's what they do. They lie. And we're beginning to think that it's okay. No, it's not okay. We had a guy who's a politician come to the meetup a couple months ago. And the meetup group asked me how I felt about having him represent us. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. And I said this on Monday. I'm not in the same words, but I said, I'm going to hold his feet to the fire. He came here to the meetup. He said that he was pro states' rights, and I expect that he will. I expect him to do that. I expect him to support states' rights, and I'm going to hold his feet to the fire, and I'm going to watch him. And I think the meetup group was a little surprised that I said that, because if he says that he's supporting states' rights, and he actually doesn't, then he's lying. I'm not saying he's lying, but what I am saying is that so many politicians are lying. We look at Hillary Clinton, we look at, you know, some of these guys who are running for president. How do they get so far with all these lies behind them? I mean, Hillary Clinton is pretty darn close to a nonstop liar.
You're being kind again.
Dr. Shealy, we have Sharon in Montana. Sharon, you have some comments about what I've been saying?
Just a little bit, but the transgender thing. You know, I kind of feel like it falls into the victim mentality, I can't help myself type thing that we've got. People seem to think they can't make any choices or change. You know, we have 5 children. And I have to wait.
yeah, Sharon, please hold that thought. I'm very interested in what you're saying, and I believe you're talking about the transgender issue.
Yeah.
Sharon in Montana, Dr. Shealy, and I will be right back. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and Sharon's on with us right now. Mike is up next. Sharon, please continue. We're talking about transgender.
Yeah, this sounds maybe a little convoluted, but not terribly. You know, we are born with different bits. Like, one of our children had a real anger issue right at first. I mean, the screaming, hollering when he came out of the womb, honestly. And one of our children was more of the lazy bit, would just soon watch everybody else do the work. And another one was, oh, poor me, you know, life's so rough. And we worked with that to totally change that, okay? We didn't accept it. We modified it. We, you know, channeled it differently. And none of our children are like that at all now. And I do think that some kids are probably born with a bent that's their identity is kind of confused, you know. But I really believe parents have an incredible amount of power in things like this. And if you have a more shy, retiring child, you get him into something that he can overcome and be successful with. And if a daughter is extremely, you know, more male-oriented, that's fine. But just channel more feminine traits in there, too. And I just think we have this victim mentality that I was born this way and there's nothing I can do and oh, poor me. And it really bothers me. And I think especially in the younger childhood age up to, say, 12, 13 or something, parents have an incredible amount of influence on how to channel their children. And it just amazes me, like in California where they're letting little six-year-old girls decide to be a boy or, you know, I mean, it's just, where are these parents' brains, you know? I don't get it. But anyway, that's just my thinking.
That's exactly why we brought this up. That I believe that the parents do have a tremendous amount of influence, and it is their duty as parents to bring up children as best they can to fit into the village and be productive members of the village rather than be ridiculed. I mean, if you look at Bruce Jenner, I mean, I've seen the posts on the internet that say, you know, Bruce Jenner is, you know, brave and courageous. And what about Bruce Jenner has lost his mind and he's, you know, he's sick and he's and he's wearing dresses.
Well, you know, but it's just hard taking down the society. Okay, you know, you're weakening our society. And
absolutely,
there's a bigger goal in this whole thing.
Dr. Sheila, your thoughts?
I agree with everything. You know, as long as it's close, the three of us are talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, Jenner, sick beyond belief.
Yeah. Well,
Dr. Sheila, I went to... Sharon, thank you.
I was just
going to
bow out.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
Thanks
for calling. Dr. Sheila, I went to a... many, many years ago, a couple decades ago, I happened to be on the interstate and I pulled into this restaurant where you go up to the counter and you order your food. And there was this female there who had this tongue ring in her tongue. And she was like making these movements like it was like an oyster mite. That, you know, this grain of sand is really uncomfortable. And she's making these movements with her tongue. And she said, you know, finally came to me and said, can I help you? And I said, no, I don't think so. And I left. And, you know, I was disgusted by this. I'm thinking this female is sticking her fingers down her throat to put this, or in her mouth, to put this thing in there. And then she wants to handle my food. No, I don't think so, and that's what came to my mind, and I don't think we have to put up with it. And I think if enough customers said no, and we all got out of line and left and didn't leave any money there, didn't spend any digits at the restaurant, the manager would say, "Where all the customers go? Oh, it's you. You're chasing them away. You got to go." I think that would be the response. Dr. Shuley, Mike from Tennessee is on with us. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. A few things that come to mind, the term Stockholm Syndrome and normalcy bias, where people tend to adapt and then even support the corruption just to fit in. And I sent you recently some emails, Vincent, from a lady that had contacted me because of my calling into a local radio station and challenging people running for office and the local police about their behavior and about restoring liberty and freedom in the city of Memphis. And she responded that she was one of an elite group of people in her profession that Gallup poll ranked as number one and as being trusted by people across the country, and that being she is a nurse. She said that's followed by doctors, and then police are fourth on the list. Of course, it was a 2013 and 2014 poll, and Gallup, I don't know that they're necessarily known for having accurate polling, but the reality is that she views the police as more trustworthy despite all of the murders. And on her show, she has a radio talk show called It's a Liberty Talk Show. She refuses to talk about these issues, but yet she claims she was in fear of me because I wore a camo jacket, but gave no references to any atrocities committed by people wearing camo jackets. And because I have a, as she put it, a ponytail, but yet she could not give a single incident where a person with a ponytail had committed any atrocities, but yet she had this fear because of the packaging. And I tried to reach out to her, and I shared you with you those emails about trying to emphasize it's not the packaging, it's what's inside. And she totally rejects that. And I'm finding there are so many people that are in that same camp.
Mike, if you look any day at the news and you look at these SWAT teams, these police uniforms, last night I was looking at the news late last night. I'm talking about the internet news. I'm not talking about television. I don't watch television news. There was a SWAT team on a manhunt, okay? And these guys were on rooftops, the spotter and the sniper wearing camo. I'm talking, these guys were invaded neighborhoods on a manhunt wearing camo. Now, if I were going to be afraid of anything, I'd be afraid of those guys wearing camo, not just a villager wearing camo. And by the way, what's wrong with wearing camo? I'm talking about we the villagers. But with having grenades, grenade launchers, tasers, high-powered Remington 700 308 chambered rifles with scopes that can pick someone off at 900 yards, execute them, I'm worried about that. That bothers me.
Well, she had a opinion based on who it was in the packaging, and I actually sent her some video clips of the police wearing camo and doing exactly what you said, the SWAT team and the raids and such, which I personally have experienced, where they were wearing camo and body armor and such and snipers and the whole bit. But yet she has a detachment from that. She will not address that. And I'm finding so many people that have some kind of a programming built within them. And, of course, now we've got the Operation Mockingbirds in the media out there. And the reality is that when something happens and you have a dozen people all parroting the same thing, supporting the cop or ignoring the atrocities the cops do, and you can't find other people out there that will state the truth because they're not given the mic. They don't have the audience reach because they don't have the radio shows. Therein lies the problem. And getting a radio station to put someone on like yourself who will discuss these issues is a very hard thing to find these days.
Mike, I was looking at the calendar, and on Friday, I see that you and I are scheduled to talk about all kinds of issues right here on USAPrepares.com. Your calendar says the same thing, right?
10 a.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Central Time. Yeah. Now, Mike, would you share with Dr. Sheely, you've been imprisoned more than once, wrongfully so.
That's correct.
And you know, class, I'd like to say that you can be a wrongfully convicted person. You can have the status of being a convicted felon without having committed a crime. You can be railroaded. And I believe that's exactly what happened to Mike from Tennessee, Mike Parsons. Would you share with Dr. Sheely what prison is like from a health standpoint, please?
Wow. Everything that is of natural creation, whatever God made, has been removed. There is no, and I repeat, no natural food. Everything is chemically tainted or a chemical concoction. Everything. When I first was railroaded and kidnapped and sent to prison to shut me up, to get me off the air back in 2009, they actually grew a lot of the food in the gardens. They've eliminated all that. All of the farms, the prison farms, have been converted to industries. It's all prison for profits. And they have private corporations, which the governors and other elected officials make huge profits off of in these backroom deals. that manufacture and send all the food. I was in the last location I was at is where they had dog training, and the dog food that they provided cost an average of $1 a day to feed the dog. What they fed the inmates was billed out at 75 cents per day value. So you realize there's somebody making a profit also after that 75 cents, so the actual value of the food was less than 75 cents. So everything, aspartame, at every meal you get packets of aspartame. Everything has aspartame in it. So unless you're able to buy commissary, which is food that you can order once a week, you have to eat what they have or you starve. And in the first 30 days that I was there when I was railroaded back in last, it was February 2014, I lost 30 pounds. I'm sorry, 22 pounds in the first 30 days. I want to be accurate because this matters. I'm 6'5", I weigh 195, and I dropped to 172 in 30 days. And that's what starvation will do to a healthy person. And this is truly the belly of the beast. I believe, biblically speaking, they are extracting wealth from you because of the bonds, and in the process they are soft killing you. And there are very few people in prison that, if they weren't on drugs once they got there, they soon were put on drugs because of some type of ailment that you will acquire, and then their reaction is put him on drugs.
USAfairs.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us, and I'd love to get Dr. Shealy's opinion medically on what we should do if we're involved in this kind of a situation. But the situation, as I understand it, Mike, is that you were kidnapped, a SWAT team, multiple cars, men armed, in camo, with bullet-resistant vests and body armor, came to your farm. They kidnapped you. They caged you with other men in a prison. They fed you what they wanted to feed you, and they encouraged you to take drugs. Is that correct?
That's it. I refused the drugs. I stood on my faith, and that stopped them at many points, prevented them from doing the head x-rays they want to do on everyone. They claim it's for identifying tooth decay, but it's for identifying your skull if they burn you in a fire.
If they kill you.
Well, yeah, they kill people in prisons.
Oh, I know. You know, to be quite honest, Mike, you're braver than I am. I would just decide to recycle, probably. I don't think I would last 30 days there.
Right. Well, it's one of these things that someone's got to stand, and if this is a test of my faith, so be it. But I stood them down. I said, I'm not going to fight you guys, but I'm not going to take the head x-ray. I'm not going to take the TB test, all these vaccinations. And if you force it upon me, through the international treaty and, you know, so forth, I've mentioned all the legal ramifications, they would be sued individually because it would be cultural genocide. And I said, this is against my faith. This is against my religion. And that stopped them. Now, there is a great opportunity because the only doorway in and out of a prison for anything is through ministry. And through nutrition as part of ministry, I believe there's an opportunity for companies that are selling nutritional supplements to get in the door, and I'm sure that the government's going to want to get a kickback, but irregardless if they get a distributorship or whatever, I don't care. There has to be a way to get nutrition, God's food, into the people, because they're just droves of them getting diabetic conditions shortly after arriving who never had diabetic conditions, all types of medical problems, and you know, virtually everybody's on blood pressure meds and cholesterol meds as a routine. And your nurses are extremely dangerous because they just don't know. They're just order takers. The doctors, you know, I stood them down. I challenged them. I said, look, you know that I don't need a TB shot because I'm not symptomatic. I don't demonstrate anything. Therefore, and the policy, of course, you've got to know the policy. I'm working on a book, How to Survive Your Stay at the Crossbar Hotel.
But it could be a bestseller, Mike.
Well, for those that are willing to stand, yes. It's one of those resources that everyone's going to need to have to put in their library and to prepare for, because it's like the scriptures. If you don't know it in advance, when it comes that time, you're going to have a hard time, you know, racking your brain. But if you've got it memorized, you know what to do, what to not do, and you can pass through. I mean, I went through the gangs and the throngs of gangs, and I just ignored them. But I wasn't a threat to them. And one fellow who was one of my, he calls himself my disciple, I cured the guy of hepatitis by remedies that I learned from other people like Dr. Sheely. And his saying was, yea, though he walked through the valley of thugs, he feared no evil, for his God was with him. And they thought he was OCD. Well, he didn't mean obsessive compulsive disorder. He meant old crazy dude. So, because they thought I was an old crazy dude, they left me alone. But they also feared my God because they had seen and heard about how when I prayed, things happened. And so your boots will be shown under fire. You just have to be prepared to demonstrate them.
Mike, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks for calling in. Dr. Sheely, I've got so many questions for you after the break, and one of them is about alcoholism and addiction and what I saw decades ago, and I'd like to talk to you about functional alcoholics and drug addiction. It may impact your family, our family. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. NormSheely.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.